Welcome to the masterclass on kick weight with DJ Friendly Structure in Ableton Live 12, built for jungle and old school DNB vibes. If you want your kick drums to hit hard without wrecking the groove, and you want your track to stay mixable, musical, and rooted in that classic rave energy, this lesson is for you. Now, the big idea here is simple. Kick weight is not just about making the kick louder. In drum and bass, especially jungle and old school styles, a great kick has to support the break, sit underneath the snare, and leave enough room for the sub bass to breathe. It also has to work inside a phrase structure that makes sense for DJs, so your tune can be mixed in and out cleanly. So we're going to build this in a practical way using Ableton Live 12 and stock devices, and we're going to think like producers who actually want their track to work on a system, in a mix, and in a club. First, start with the right source. Don't just grab some random oversized EDM kick. For jungle and DNB, you want something short, punchy and solid. That could be a tight acoustic kick, a 909 style kick, a kick pulled from a break, or even a layer made from a break plus a synth punch. In Ableton, create a MIDI track, load drum rack, and drop your kick sample onto a pad, like C1. Keep it clean and short. If you're working from break beats, you can slice the break to a new MIDI track and pull out the kick hits you like best. The goal is to find one kick that already feels useful before you even start processing it. Next, tune the kick. This part gets overlooked all the time, but in DNB, even a slightly out-of-tune kick can make the low end feel weak or messy. Put tuner on the kick chain, solo the kick, and find its perceived fundamental. Then adjust the transpose in simpler or the clip until it fits better with your bass line. If the track is in a minor key, check whether the kick is supporting the root or maybe sitting in a more musical relationship like a fifth. There's no magic rule, but if the kick clashes with the sub, you will feel it immediately. Usually, a strong DNB kick sits somewhere around G1 to A1, depending on the sample and the key. If it feels too boomy, raise it a little. If it feels too thin, go lower or choose a denser sample. Now load the kick into simpler if you want more control. Set it to one-shot mode, turn warp off unless you need it, keep voices at 1, and tighten the start so you remove any dead air at the front. If the sample has a long tail, shorten the amp envelope release. If it needs more punch, keep the transient intact and avoid smoothing it too much. For old-school DNB, you usually want the kick to be short enough to stay out of the sub, but still long enough to feel physical. That balance is everything. Now we build the kick chain. A solid stock chain for this style is a EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and then utility. Start with EQ8. This is where you clean and focus the sound. If there's rumble below about 20 to 30 Hz, trim it gently. If the kick sounds boxy or cardboard-like, try a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz. If it needs more thump, add a subtle wide boost around 60 to 90 Hz. If it needs more attack, a small lift around 2 to 5 kHz can help. Keep everything subtle. This is about shaping, not making crazy moves. Then comes drum bus, which is one of the best tools for this sound in Ableton. Add a little drive, maybe somewhere around 5 to 20%. Use boom carefully if you want extra low-end extension, usually around 50 to 80 Hz. Push transient upward if the kick needs more click and more front-end impact. Keep crunch low unless you want grit, and always compare the processed sound at the same loudness as the original. That way you're judging weight, not just volume. After that, add saturator to create density and harmonics. This helps the kick translate on smaller systems and makes it feel more present in a crowded mix. A little drive goes a long way. Try soft sine or analog clip, with just a few dB of drive and soft clip on. If it starts sounding fuzzy or flattened, back off. You want controlled thickness, not destruction. Then use glue compressor lightly, just to control the hit and glue the kick into the groove. Fast enough to catch the transient, but not so aggressive that you crush the life out of it. Think small gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. You are not flattening the kick. You are keeping it disciplined. Finish with utility. This is where you control level, check for stereo width, and make sure the low end stays mono. For DNB kicks, the fundamentals should really stay centered. That mono low end is part of what makes it hit properly on club systems. If your kick still isn't cutting through, you can layer a top attack, duplicate the kick track, use a second short clicky sample, high pass it aggressively, and keep it very low in the mix. That top layer should only add transient, definition, and presence on smaller speakers. It should not sound like a separate sample fighting the main kick. Now let's talk about the bass relationship, because this is where a lot of DNB kicks either become huge or completely fall apart. A powerful kick means nothing if it fights the sub, so keep the bass mono in the low end. Carve space with EQ if needed, and use light sidechain compression only if the kick needs breathing room. If you do sidechain, don't overdo it. Put compressor on the bass, enable sidechain, route the kick into it, and use a quick attack with a moderate release. You want just enough ducking for the kick to speak. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass should roll, not pump like a house track. Here is a useful coaching tip. Always check the kick in context. Solo is good for cleanup, but the real test is the full drum loop with bass and breaks. If the kick sounds amazing alone but disappears once everything plays together, it probably needs more harmonic content, less tail, better bass carving, or simpler drum programming around it. And that leads us to structure. If you want the track to be DJ-friendly, you need clear phrasing. Think in 8-bar, 16-bar, and 32-bar sections. A simple template might be an intro with strip drums, then a gradual bass build, then a full drop, then a variation, then a breakdown, then a second drop, and finally an outro that's easy to mix out of. For jungle, this often means break-heavy intro sections, a kick that acts as the anchor, and a groove that gives DJs room to phrase match. Don't overfill every section. If every 4 bars is packed with new hits, fills, and bass changes, the track might feel exciting in isolation, but it becomes harder to mix and harder to read on the dance floor. In Ableton Live 12, Session View is great for testing this. Make clips for your main kick pattern, an alternate version, a fill version, an intro version, and an outro version. Then build scenes for intro, drop, breakdown, and mix out. That way you can audition how the kick behaves in different sessions without committing too early. When you program the rhythm, remember that kick weight is also about phrasing. In DNB, the kick often sits on the downbeat, sometimes pushes into the snare, sometimes answers the break, and sometimes acts as a little pickup into the next phrase. For old school jungle, let the break do some of the rhythmic talking. The kick should reinforce the groove, not flatten it. A really useful move is to create contrast. A good jungle or DNB kick often wins by contrast, not brute force. Let the kick own a narrow lane in the low end. Let the break handle motion and texture. Let the snare stay the announcement hit. And use small level or texture changes to make the kick feel like it's moving forward in the mix. You can also automate for energy. Filter cutoff on the intro drums, drum bus drive into the drop, reverb sends on fills, utility gain for tension, or even a temporary low cut on the kick during breakdowns so it disappears and then slams back in. That contrast is what makes the kick feel bigger when the full section lands. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overboost the low end, because that just creates mud. Don't make the kick too long, or it'll clash with the bass. Don't crush the transient with too much compression. Don't forget mono compatibility. Don't let the kick fight the snare or break. And don't sidechain so hard that the bass loses all its pressure. If you want a more advanced move, try a tiny synthesized support hit under the kick using operator or wave eatable. Just a short sine burst, tuned close to the kick's body note, mono, and blended very quietly. This can make the kick feel huge without sounding obviously layered. Another great move is parallel processing. Set up a return track with saturator, drum bus, EQ8, and maybe a limiter, then send some kick or drum group signal into it subtly. That gives you extra aggression and density without destroying the dry impact. For your arrangement, make the intro and outro mix friendly. Don't just copy the full drop drums into those sections. Give them reduced low-end sustain, more percussion, and clearer phrasing. Add breathing bars every so often, where you pull one element back for a beat or half bar. Those little gaps can make the next kick feel massive. Here's a solid practice exercise. Build an 8-bar jungle loop with a weighted kick, breakbeat chops, a simple sub-bass, and DJ-friendly phrasing. Load a kick into simpler, tune it, build a chain with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor, then add a high-passed click layer if needed. Program a simple jungle drum pattern. Add a sub that ducks slightly from the kick, and arrange the loop so the first 4 bars feel stripped and the second 4 bars feel fuller. Then listen on headphones, a small speaker, and if possible a car system. Ask yourself, does the kick feel strong without booming? Does the bass stay clear? And would a DJ be able to mix into this cleanly? So to recap, start with a strong source, tune the kick, shape the transient and tail carefully, use EQ8, drum bus, saturator, glue compressor, and utility, leave space for the bass, and build a DJ-friendly arrangement with clear phrases and purposeful contrast. The big secret is this: a heavy kick in DNB is not just a loud kick. It's a kick that works with the break, the bass, and the arrangement. Lock that in, Enter tracks will hit harder, feel cleaner, and mix better in real sets. If you want, I can turn this into a full Ableton project template next, or build a dedicated kick processing rack for you.